Turn to page 621 in the Bibles, and we'll be looking at Psalm 122 together. That's page 621. And I'll pray before we begin. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word to us. Thank you that you have revealed what you are like. And we pray, Father, that you would help us to believe what you say with our minds and to trust you with our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I wonder if you've received postcards this year. I don't think we get so many postcards as we used to, do we? But postcards are still a thing that people send quite frequently. I've received numerous ones over the years. I remember getting one from my mum from Jersey, and there was a picture of the beach on Jersey. And it said something like, Jersey, always sunny. Or you might get one from New York that has a city of the lights of Manhattan and a slogan underneath, New York, the city that never sleeps. Or there's that famous one, isn't there, that you see in old histories of postcards and that kind of thing. Or if you've been to Skegness, you'll see it's bracing in Skegness with the two ladies with the umbrellas up on the beach. I wonder what a postcard from North Ferriby would say on it. I've got a few ideas from Anlaby. I won't share them with you right now. But I wonder what a postcard from North Ferriby might say if somebody decided to set up a postcard shop here. But this morning we'll see what somebody visiting Jerusalem wrote on their postcard back from Jerusalem. A postcard written as a psalm, written a long time in advance of when it was actually used for the first time, ready for use in the future. That's how postcards are written, aren't they? They're written ahead of time so that somebody can think, yeah, that's really appropriate for my time here. I'll send that back. And we're going to see what this postcard from Jerusalem, written about 1000 BC, said. So Psalm 122. We're going to look at it in a number of sections. First of all, we're going to look around Jerusalem. Then we're going to look into Jerusalem. And then we're going to look forward from Jerusalem. So first of all, look around. And Psalm 122, verse 1 says this. I rejoiced with those who said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet are standing in your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together. That is where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to praise the name of the Lord, according to the statutes given to Israel. There the thrones for judgment stand, the thrones of the house of David. And I was very glad, actually, that we had the superscript of the psalm read, a song of ascent, a song of ascent. Now, a song of ascent was written by people who were going to this amazing city, a place called Jerusalem. They were written so that when those who were going on pilgrimage to Jerusalem, they knew what they were going there for. And David wrote this psalm, and you may know that David was a great king in Jerusalem, a great king of Israel, and he had plans to build a temple there, but God said, no, leave that to your son, Solomon. He will build that. So David wrote this psalm so that when those people were going up to Jerusalem, the finished city that he could see in his mind's eye, they would know exactly what they were going for. And those who were on pilgrimage to Jerusalem, they were to rejoice when they were going up to Jerusalem. I rejoiced with those who said to me, let us go up to the house of the Lord. There was excitement, real excitement. There would have been a hubbub of chatting, of, you know what it's like when you're off on a trip with friends somewhere and you're going to have a good day, you know you're going to have a good day, you're going with people you like, and you're going to enjoy your time together. There's a hubbub, isn't there? There's lots of people chatting, lots of excitement, lots of happiness. Well, that's what that means. I rejoiced with those who said to me, let us go up to the house of the Lord. And then in verse 2, they get there. And the postcard back from Jerusalem tells us that they were standing in your gates, O Jerusalem. We'd made it. We got through the dangerous countryside. If you've read accounts from the Old Testament of what the countryside was like and what happened in the countryside, you could well have been accosted or assaulted on your way. You could have been chased by wild animals. Anything could have happened to you. You could have run out of water. So verse 2, our feet are standing in your gates, O Jerusalem. We've got there. We've made it. And look around. Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together. Now, that doesn't sound great for us, does it? We like our space. But imagine back in those days, imagine the dangerous countryside. It's great to be compacted together, isn't it? You're safe. They say, don't they, that there's safety in numbers. Well, they certainly knew that in Old Testament times. Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together. We're safe there. That is where the tribes go up, verse 4, the tribes of the Lord. Why? To praise the name of the Lord. How? According to the statute given to Israel. Jerusalem was the place that the people were to go to worship God rightly. They were to gather together to encourage one another. They were to gather together to praise God's name. They were gathered together to give God the worship he was due in the way that he'd said. And that was the place they were to do it. So these people were really excited to go up to the house of the Lord to worship God as his gathered people, happy to be part of God's people, happy to be amongst God's people. And what else is there? Verse 5. There the thrones for judgment stand, the thrones of the house of David. Old Testament times were dangerous. They were unruly. There needed to be thrones for judgment. There needed to be an order to the world. And that was where order came from Jerusalem, from the throne of David and his successors. What a place to be, the place where you can worship God properly with all of God's gathered people, and the place where you knew things would be right. Things would be as they were supposed to be, because that's where God's good judgments came from. What a place to be. What a view as you look around, this amazing city, the place you've wanted to go to for years and years, and you've finally made it. I wonder if we are as glad as the writer of this postcard was to be amongst God's people. I wonder if we feel the privilege it is to be amongst God's people. In Jerusalem, they were looking out on the nations further afield. And they were scared that they were going to get overrun by either the Assyrians from the north, the Syrians from not quite so far north, or the Babylonians from the east. They were worried, and they were glad to be amongst God's people. And they knew that being amongst God's people was right for them, because they can encourage one another in the faith. If they're feeling down, they've got a friend to say, hey, look to God. He is our promise. He keeps his promises to us. If they're feeling insecure in their faith, they just look at the people around, and there's all of those other people who trust the same God and are holding fast to his promises. I wonder if we do the same. It's very easy, isn't it, to let those feelings of being together slip. Psalm 122 reminds us of the joy it is to be with God's people worshipping. Look around. And then look in, verse 6. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. For the sake of my brothers and friends, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your prosperity. Once our postcard writer has looked around at what's there and what's going on, he looks in to the people and he prays for his fellow Israelites. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And he prays that those who are in Jerusalem may remain secure in Jerusalem, may remain those people who keep trusting in God's promises. Verse 7, may there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. He knew, the postcard writer knew, that it was essential that God's people live together as those who love one another, those who seek the best for the other person, those who put others' needs first. And he prays that that might be the case. Verse 8, for the sake of my brothers and friends, I will say, peace be within you. You see, as he prays, he realizes the connection that he has with those people he's praying for, his brothers and sisters in the faith. What a close connection that is. And for the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your prosperity. That's not necessarily financial prosperity. That's success in doing what it was supposed to do. So what was the house of the Lord, the Old Testament temple supposed to do? Well, that was where you went to worship, where you went to praise, where God's name was glorified. And our postcard writer prays for that to be a success. So the second challenge to us then today is to ask ourselves, do we remember to pray this prayer for the church, for our brothers and sisters, for our Christian friends, our wider church community, our larger Church of England, and the worldwide Church of God? Do we remember to pray these things for those people? I, for one, forget. Psalm 122 is good for me to remember to pray for other Christians, wherever they might be, that they would be secure in their faith, that they would be successful in praising God, and that they would remain together in unity. The New Testament letters that Paul wrote are full of prayers that he prays for his people, for those people he's writing to. And they nearly always thank God for the existence of Christians elsewhere, for their faith, for their trust in Jesus. They thank God for all Jesus has done, and they pray for the spiritual well-being of Paul's brothers and sisters. I wonder if he'd been reading Psalm 122 when he was thinking about how to construct letters to his people. Look around and then look in. And finally, look forward. Jesus in John chapter 2, verse 19, said this after he'd turned the tables over in the temple. So a different account from the gospel reading we had today. Jesus answered the Pharisees who were criticizing him for doing this, "Destroy this temple and I will raise it again in 3 days." The Jews replied, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and you're going to raise it in 3 days." But the temple he had spoken of was his body. You see, the house of the Lord, that the centerpiece of Jerusalem in Psalm 122 looks forward to, is actually Jesus. It's an Old Testament picture of Jesus. The temple was the place where sacrifices were made, and Jesus made the final perfect sacrifice for his people. The temple was the place where God was praised. Who was the one who praised God the Father perfectly? It was Jesus. The temple was the place where God was to be glorified. Who glorifies God the Father perfectly? Well, it's Jesus. The temple he had spoken of was his body. And if we're trusting in Jesus, we are in Christ. We're caught up with him, in him. And all of his perfection is given to us that we can fulfill Psalm 122 through Jesus. But more than that, Revelation chapter 21 says this: "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Now the dwelling place of God is with man, and he will live with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.' He who was seated on the throne said, 'I am making everything new.'" Look around. That's where we're heading if we're trusting Jesus. We're heading to this new Jerusalem, the place that is absolutely perfect. Everything is new. There is no crying, no sadness. You see, the beginning of Psalm 122, the postcard writer says, "I rejoiced with those who said to me, 'Let us go to the house of the Lord.'" Well, slightly wistful, isn't it? Looking back to a day when this happened. But if we're Christian, we can be looking forward to the day when it starts and never ceases, when all things are made new, when there is no crying, no pain, no sadness, and there's no looking back at this day as a wistful time. Revelation 21 carries on. "I did not see a temple in the city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. On no day will its gates ever be shut, for there will be no night there, no danger. The glory and honor of the nations will be brought into it. Nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life." You look into the New Jerusalem and you see a city that is unshakable, somewhere that is utterly safe. And if we're trusting in Jesus, if we are in Christ, we are certain of our place there. We're certain that we will be those amongst whom God will live. And we will see him. because there will be no need for sun, because his glory will light up everywhere. What a place to be. Psalm 122 looks forward to that. We can look back at somebody's postcard from Jerusalem, and we can see what Jerusalem meant to them. But then we read in Revelation 21, and we look forward to the Jerusalem that never fails, never fades, never spoils, because Jesus is seated on the throne there. What a place to go. What a postcard of the future. Postcards often finish off, don't they, with "wish you were here." Well, Jerusalem, New Jerusalem, do you wish you were going? Because if you trust in Jesus, you are. What a place. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this postcard from the past, which shows the excitement of going to a place where your people were, a place where you were to be worshipped rightly. And we're amazed when we look to that postcard of the future in Revelation that points us to where we are headed. And we pray, Father, that you would give us great joy and excitement at heading there. Please would you help us to trust your promises more and more, and to live life knowing that we are secure in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.